Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
If there's some small table, that would be helpful to have just in front of me. Oh, okay, that's good. Give me a danda. What's my sannyas name? Om Gyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtham Manamapi Shachiputra Matrasurupam Rupam Tasyagracham Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yatsya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakadvitam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vishnu Sahasranam 644 Aniruddha, a well-known name. It already occurred as name 187, one of the several names in Vishnu Sahasranam that appears more than once. Aniruddha is well-known as the most prominent grandson of Krishna. He's also Krishna in a different form, one of the Chaturvyuha. Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna and Aniruddha. It means who is unobstructed, unstoppable. Rudhir is the root, which means to stop, to oppose, to be just like in Hindi up to the present day. Say, Ruk jao, stop. So that's the same root, Ruk, from Rudhir. And he is unstoppable in any way. Get some tissue. And that's the difference between a demon and a devotee. Devotee is one who recognizes that thy will be done. His will be done. Whatever he wants will come to pass. You can't stop it. If he wants something, it'll happen. If he doesn't want it, it won't happen. In the case of death and protection, Rakhe Krishna Marike, Mare Krishna Rakeke. If Krishna protects someone, who can kill him? And if Krishna wants to kill someone, who can protect him? But a demon thinks that Well, there are different kinds of demons. One kind of demon is one who simply denies the existence of God or thinks himself to be God. Another one who knows Krishna is there. The demons who appeared in Krishna's pastimes, they thought that they could defy him. But they couldn't. Well, they could verbally and even physically to a little extent. Just like we find in the Bhagavatam, it's described that Hiranyaksha fighting with Varahadev put up a good fight, seemed to be a pretty good fight. But at the end, at the request of the demigods, just Varahadev gave him a little slap and he was finished. He could have done it in the beginning, but he liked to have some fun fighting. And I guess Hiranyaksha also enjoyed it, because fighters like to fight. And as Vishnu himself, Varahadev, said, "Oh, what a glorious death. Pretty good opponent, pretty good." Whereas for most people, they're just, Krishna doesn't even personally interfere. Just time goes on, and time destroys everything. But the foolish materialists, they don't even see this. What to speak of understanding the hand of Krishna? They don't even see that they're being gobbled by time. Ahani hani bhutani gacchante hayamalayam shesha sthavara icchanti kimascharya tamparam. When the yaksha asked Yudhishthira, "What's the most amazing thing?" And Yudhishthira, he was highly learned, he'd seen so many things, he had discussed with so many people, he had knowledge of what was going on in different parts of the universe. But he said, what is the most amazing thing is something that we see all the time. If a Bigfoot from New Jersey suddenly entered this room, we would be amazed. Wouldn't we? Maybe you wouldn't be amazed, because you're always in the land of Bigfoot and other such things consciousness. Bigfoot Leela. Bigfoot Leela, yeah. We would be amazed. Pretty amazing, huh? Bigfoot, Yeti, or whatever they're called here and there. But much more amazing than that is something that goes on around us all the time. What is it that people are leading normal lives? What's so amazing about a normal life? That they're just going on with their life and they don't think, "I'm going to die." Or even if they die, they don't realize the implications of it. Just like in India, most people up to the present time still believe in reincarnation. If we talk to them about what your next life will be and this and what your, if we say that, "Why is this happening?" "Well, it's because something you must have done in your previous life." They don't have a problem with that. It just seems to them natural to believe it. But they don't think of the importance of human life, that I should live my life in such a way. First of all, they don't see the suffering of repeated birth and death. And then they just go on passing their life as if to enjoy this world is the goal of life. So is the only meaning to life. Well, they don't even think about what's the meaning of life, just like animals. So Krishna's Maya is also formidable to the point of being unconquerable unless we take shelter of him. Famous verse in this regard is Daivi hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. We can't escape, even if we think we can escape. We may even partially escape. Just like the Mayavadis, they escape to the impersonal Brahman and they think, "Now I'm free." But it's just like a cat is playing with a mouse, and the mouse lets the cat lets the mouse go free, and the mouse thinks, oh, now I'm free. Ah, now, and just when the mouse is getting just out of range, then the cat again catches. You may have seen. It's they take pleasure in being cruel. It's a play for the cat, and it's very fearful for the mouse. So in that species of life, there's also cruelty in play, the cat. So just as the mouse, in the presence of the cat, what can the mouse do? If we were to examine the history of the whole universe and all the instances of mice in combat with cats, there's no David and Goliath story. The mouse never wins. The cat always wins. Except in Tom and Jerry. Yeah. Tom and Jerry's still going on. That's also, it's actually horrible. Go back to my childhood. I'm making a plea here that since I joined this movement, I haven't watched a Tom and Jerry cartoon. But I'm sure they're out there on the internet. They're actually very cruel, seeing people crushed and put through all kinds of horrible things. But it's all fun, right? Cat's fun. Yeah. So, unstoppable. There's nothing you can do. So the intelligent thing to do is, even if we don't want to love Krishna, the intelligent thing to do is to surrender to him. That's, we can make a deal, let's go halfway. That, okay, I'm not going to surrender to you, but I won't break the laws, and you give me facility for enjoyment. That's called religion. And therefore, dharma kaitava projita atra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's kicked out, this whole idea. But people think that their whole concept, everywhere, the whole concept of religion is that, well, God's our Father, and the Father gives us things to enjoy, so he should give us things to enjoy. And the very fact that there is suffering in the world is proof that there's no God for many people. Ram Jet Malani, I often quote this, he's still alive, famous. He met Prabhupada, he was famous at that time, famous as a lawyer and a politician and this and that. So when he was asked by, I think it was The Week magazine, not that it matters exactly what magazine it was, they interviewed various people, do you believe in God, as if it's a matter of vote. Matter, take an opinion poll. Does God exist? Well, only 17% say so. Probably doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And then 5 years later, it shot up to 53%. Oh, he must have come back to life. foolish ideas. Anyway, he said, Ram said that, well, I used to believe in God, but then when I went to Gujarat and saw children's hands sticking out of the rubble of the school after the earthquake, then I stopped believing. He's a lawyer, very intelligent man, one of the top lawyers in India. Yeah, but no spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence and material intelligence, they're not necessarily the same. So it's intelligent to see what Srila Prabhupada was preaching. First thing, we're not the body. He preaches again and again and again. Logical. And someone might say, well, what does it say in your scripture? And Prabhupada said, don't bring scripture. We're talking about science. You've seen that many times, Prabhupada said that. The body changes from boyhood to youth to old age. The constant factor remains the same. So when the body dies, we can understand that the constant factor, unchangeable factor, remains. So that's one thing that Srila Prabhupada spoke on again and again and again to his disciples also. Another point, logical point, we have to admit that we're all controlled. We don't want to die, we're forced to die. If you have something coming to you, someone hits you, shoots you from behind, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's going to happen to you, it's going to happen. So we are not the controllers. This is a great... One illusion is that we're not going to die, but we do die. Or we know, say, yeah, I know I'm going to die, but we act as if we're not. Or we act as if there's no... nothing special to do to combat repeated birth and death. And another thing is that we're controlled. Now, the modern atheists may say that we're controlled. It's the laws of science, but then the laws of nature. But laws means lawmaker. So we are controlled. You have to admit that we are controlled. So there is a controller. And you may ask, well, if God is all powerful, then why doesn't he make the world nice? And why is there so much suffering in the world? But that question doesn't... Whether he's good or not, that comes up later. First admit that we're controlled. Maybe he is bad. But you have to admit that we are controlled. There must be a controller. So he is Aniruddha. He can do whatever he likes. Luckily for us, he's not like a cat with a mouse. He's more kind. But he did make the world in such a way that the cat does catch the mouse. So what about the poor innocent mouse? Well, the poor innocent mouse got the body of a poor innocent mouse because he acted like a cat in relation with a mouse when he was in the human form of life, and that's what you get. That's what you get. There are several stories told of... it's one of those stories in Indian spiritual or folk lore that is told in relation to several people. Just like... Anyway, I won't get into that, but I'll just tell this one. Guru is walking along with his disciples, and they come across a... Sometimes you'll see, you won't see it in New York, maybe in Florida you'll see it, some creature, like recently I saw a frog that was so old and worn out it couldn't move but still alive, and the ants could understand that it can't do anything. So they just start eating him alive. So, the frog just moves a little but doesn't have enough strength to move. Horrible. So the disciples were walking with the guru and they came across a snake who was in that situation. Just so old, couldn't move, and the ants were eating him alive. And the disciples asked the guru that, what did he do, the snake, to get such a fate? And he said, in the last life, the snake was the guru, and the ants were his disciples, and he cheated them. Now they're getting their revenge, although they don't know. So the inexorable laws of nature means there's nothing we can do. We can surrender to Krishna. Knowing, thinking of these names, we can, the Aniruddha, we can say, he is all powerful. So it makes sense to get on his side. Huh? We can't conquer, but we can if we take shelter of him. It's just sensible to do so, even if we don't have any love in our heart. But that will naturally arise because Krishna's like that. He's very loving and he protects, he uses all his powers to protect his devotees. He acts for the pleasure of his devotees. So, you know, we find that Srila Prabhupada, he was preaching mostly on the basis of simple logic, because most people he interacted with, they didn't accept Shastra per se. They didn't have faith in Shastra. So he would, of course he cited Shastra, but then he would explain it. Uh, So better get on the winning side. The winning teams, they have more fans, right? Must be the same in baseball, basketball, what you call football. But the winning teams, the ones that always that win repeatedly year after year after year, they have more fans, even outside the city that the club is based in. You call it a club? We have football clubs and so baseball clubs, is it?
Teams.
But the team can change, but the club stays the same. It's a little bit different. So, people want to be on the winning side. But in this material world, you can't win them all. But Krishna wins them all. Sometimes he makes a show of not winning. He runs away from Jarasandha. And Kala, the Yavana Kala, he runs away. But that's just a show. They're defeated, ultimately, by him. Krishna ran away from Kala because he was untouchable. He's a Yavana. He didn't want to degrade himself. Kshatriyas don't fight with Yavanas. So he had him killed. Krishna didn't want to descend to the level of fighting with such a low-class person. So he had him killed by the glance of Muchukunda. He's able to orchestrate so many functions in his pastimes. So Krishna is Aniruddha, unstoppable. And his pastimes are there. Actually, in the Aniruddha himself, when he came, he was eventually arrested by Banasura. There's a pastime. Then Krishna came. There was a big fight. Krishna fought with Lord Shiva, which is also quite an event, right? You have big world heavyweight boxing championships here in New York, right? Madison Square Gardens, is it? What did I say? Madison Square Garden, yeah. The biggest, brutish, most brutal and brutish, nasty, heavy guys, they slug it out. Big fight. But what about a fight between Krishna and Shiva? That's really dangerous. I mean, the whole universe could get destroyed if they lose their tempers, if they really get out of hand. So that pastime was enacted because Aniruddha became captured by Banasura because he was having illicit sex with his daughter. Premarital sex. God couldn't do it. He doesn't get a sinful reaction. He's not under Maya, but but that's not to be imitated. We shouldn't think that I am unstoppable. Just like talking about world heavyweight champions, bringing a little nostalgia here. I am the greatest was said by not Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. When he became Muhammad Ali, he said, Allah is the greatest. So he had some realization. It was said by Cassius, I am the greatest. And I guess if some big hulk of a guy comes in front of you and you bop him so hard, he falls down and doesn't get up after a count of 10, you might think, well, I am the greatest. It's understandable Maya. When some little weedy thing like this says, I am the greatest, and physically is, it's there's no question. But Krishna is the greatest. And it makes sense to recognize that. And if we don't, then we're a fool and we have to take birth again and again and again to indulge in our foolishness. And time to time, Just like after many, many births, we may get the opportunity to come in contact with devotees. So after many, many births, one may get the opportunity to actually be the greatest in one's own group and live out that illusion of being the greatest. As I often give the example, in the political race, so many people want to be on top, to be the president. You have to first of all get a nomination from one of the two parties. Then you have to slug it out at party level, and then you get the nomination. But you maybe, but most of them don't. They fall by the wayside, and then one becomes the candidate for Democrats, one becomes the candidate for Republicans. It's down to two, and then one gets. So it's really, you really have to go. To be the greatest political figure in the United States of America, many people desire, but very few get that post. And if they don't get it, they're more fortunate because they have to take 1/6 of the sinful reactions of the citizens, not to speak of their own sinful reactions, because they're in a position which they cause so much sin. They themselves perform so many sinful activities. So many people are frustrated. They have a desire to be number one. So they couldn't fulfill it. But by the grace of God, they can become a queen bee. Literally a queen bee. A bee in the hive. The number one. Everyone is... As far as the queen bee knows, there is no one greater, because their whole world consists of the hive and the territory around it. Or they may become a dog. Here you won't have, but in India, as anyone who's lived in India for more than a day or two knows, you have dogs running around at night. Wild dogs. They're not harmful, but they just roam around the streets. And somehow or other they live and get their food. I don't know how. Krishna knows. He provides for them. So in a pack, they go in packs. 6, 7 dogs, something like that. So one's going to be the boss. Couldn't make it as the POTUS, President of the United States. But Krishna fulfilled their desire. Became the chief dog in a pack of dogs. So Krishna fulfills all desires. But it's really better just to acknowledge that I'm controlled by him, so let me surrender to him. That makes a lot of sense. Now, Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the understanding of this name in relation to Krishna in his Mathura pastimes, just entering Mathura. So, he who is unstoppable. Well, when Krishna first entered Mathura in his first... No, it would still be the first day in Mathura after they parked overnight outside. So Kamsa had a plan. First of all, we'll try to stop him entering the wrestling arena. And then if he enters, we have Chanura, Mushtika. So first thing, don't even let him come inside. So Kuvalaya Pira, the elephant, was put outside to try to stop him coming in. But he couldn't. Krishna killed the elephant. So in this way, the plan to stop him was stopped by Krishna, and in this way Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the understanding that this name Aniruddha is applicable in this case. The next name, 645, Apratirata, is a subset of the name Aniruddha, because it particularly means that one who cannot be defeated in a chariot fight, Rata, you know. We have Ratayatra, chariot. So in chariot fighting, there are so many different ways of fighting, of which I'm sure Hansa Rupert could give us an on-the-spot seminar, but we're not going to ask him to do that. But chariot fighting, a lost art at the present time, no doubt. The Krishna cannot be defeated in China, and there are many, many examples of that. There are ratis, those who fight on chariots, then Maharati, Atirati, the various levels of those. There's one who can fight with 10,000 other. You think, how could you do that? Because if you're putting an arrow this way, and then someone's going to shoot an arrow that way. But these warriors, they had not only physical and normal mental skills, but they also were blessed. To have such a high status means one is blessed by various demigods and sages, and also have what we would nowadays call mystic powers. So that one, that if anyone saw that Mahabharata TV series that came out in the 1980s, it was pretty crude. What's the word? Filming? Whatever's the word? Cinematics?
Cinematography.
Yeah, it's pretty crude.
Special effects.
Special effects, yeah. But you'd see an arrow in the sky, and it would go into two or three, you know, right?
Yes, yes.
Although, you didn't see it at that time?
No, later on.
Later on, yeah. So the arrows, yeah, the arrow divides into many. So you shoot one arrow with mantras. That's the whole trick. And the mantra, and then it divides, and then you can have 10,000 dead with one arrow. There are such things. Or one arrow without dividing can. Because 10,000 people, they can't all directly surround you. So it goes through one, another one, another one, another one, another one, like that. That's another possibility. So, yeah, don't mess with Krishna. Doesn't make sense. Well, if you're a big demon, maybe it does make sense, because at least you can get chucked out into the impersonal Brahman and cool off, chill out. The impersonal Brahman for some time. But that's, what's the fun? There's no fun there. There's no distress and there's no fun. So, I was saying that someone may think they've escaped Maya and they go to the impersonal Brahman. It's just like the cat lets the mouse go and then again come down. Aruhya kritrena parang padang tata patanti adhaha. They again fall down after so much effort. So it would be kind to people with so much effort. They try to get liberated, and then again, it's they think they're liberated, but they're not, and they have to fall down again. So first, it's Krishna's mercy on the demons that just they're being so nasty, and just. Send them off to the impersonal Brahman for some. Krishna kills them. They don't kill him. Despite their boasting. Yes, I will kill Krishna. Krishna, say goodbye to your friends and your family. You will see, now you're seeing them for the last time. Now you're standing before me. Krishna's standing there. Oh, yeah, okay. Pondraka, send a message. I am the real Vasudeva. You have to give up the symbols of Vasudeva and surrender to me. And then everyone in the court just laughing. Oh, okay, well, I guess we better go and kill him. He's such a fool. So, Krishna's undefeatable in battle. Is it true in all places, times, and circumstances? No. No?
He gets defeated.
He gets defeated by who? Bhishma? Was he defeated?
Prahlad.
You've always conquered. You always defeat me. That's a nice story. Let's tell that. I've told that so many times. But I never get tired of telling it. So Prahlad is out, the king, protecting the world. He has to go out, make tours from time to time to see that everything's going on well in his kingdom. It's not that he's sitting in the palace getting fat. So one time he was out and he saw someone dressed like a sannyasi but with bow and arrows. So that's wrong, because that's sannyasi is not allowed to have bows and arrows. That's mixing Brahmana and Kshatriya. So there has to be a division. It's a requirement of the king to see that everyone's following their own duty, which means not only to see that they're following their own duty, but also that they're not doing anyone else's duty. So a sannyasi dressed as... Prahlad said, this is some cheater. What's he doing, this rascal? So Prahlad is the king. So he wanted to punish him, and he should be able to, because the king is so powerful, he can punish all wrongdoers. But he found it very difficult, and the fighting went on for days and days and days, and neither was able to conquer the other. So Prahlad, every morning, as a good follower of the Vedic culture, before starting the fight, he would do puja to his Shalagram Shila. Doing the puja, and then he put a garland on the Shila. Then he sensed that someone is behind him. He looked behind and he saw that warrior who he's fighting with. And the garland is on the warrior. Then he realized, oh, it's Narayana. I'm fighting with Narayana. So Prahlad bowed down to him and prayed to him. And then he thought, oh, what can I do? See, I made a vow, I'd defeat you. I told you I'll defeat you, but I can't fight with you now. I know who you are. So my vow is broken. And Narayan said, but Prahlad, you are always defeated. I'm always defeated by you. So in this way, he's defeated by love. That's all. And he doesn't always win in fights. In the love battles in Vrindavan with the gopis, many times he loses. How about that? In the game with Pralambasura, Krishna deliberately went on the losing side. So that, sometimes he has to. This is the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of nectar of Bhakti Rasa, bliss, nectar. That he who is unconquerable becomes conquered. Jitajito api apitais triloka. He can be conquered even by someone in this material world who is jnane prayasa, means someone who's in material consciousness. If they become humble, jnane prayasa muddha pasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavatam sthane stita shurikatam tanapamano bhir ye prayasho jita jita api abhitai stri lokyam. Even someone in material consciousness who submits himself to hearing from devotees about Krishna and dedicates his life in that way with body, mind and words can conquer he who is otherwise unconquerable. So this name Aniruddha is very similar to the name Ajit, which also appears in Vishnu Sahasranama. And there are many names which have similar meanings. Now we've come up to the love battles of Vrindavan, in which Krishna sometimes gets defeated, so another meaning can be understood. This is Aniruddha Apratirata mixed, because there are no chariot fights as such in Vrindavan. At least we don't hear them of that. The chariots and not for Vaishyas. They may have bullock carts, but not war chariots. That's for sure. But no one can resist his love. The irresistible Romeo, the original Romeo. So, of course, some are very expert in trying to resist, but especially as Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't let them get away. even the hard-hearted Mayavadis, he made a plan to deliver them also. So if you think New York preaching is tough, just remember Prakashananda Saraswati at Varanasi is more tough. Pious, living in a holy place, studying the Vedas, performing austerities, tougher than the toughest. What's the word for a New Yorker? There must be some word. Like in England, you have the Cockneys. In London,
Yankees.
Yankees?
Yankees. No, Yankees are Northeasterners. New Yorkers.
New Yorkers. Tougher than the toughest New Yorker. Lord Chaitanya did it. So if we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, then it's possible to deliver. Don't think it's impossible. Everything's possible by His mercy. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
By His mercy, I have to go and chant my rounds. Right? I hope it's possible to fit them all in today because I'm way behind. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment, protest, challenge? Anyone want to shoot any arrows at me?
No arrows.
There are love arrows also, right? Cupid's arrows.
No, in relation to your very nice lecture on, you know, surrender, there's that one discourse Prabhupada gave in Mayapur in 76 called The Master Disease. Mm-hmm. So everyone who's listening and who has any desire to, how can you say, supplement this information, they should listen to that.
The master disease, yeah, the disease of thinking,
I'm the master.
Ishvaro hum, aham bhogi, siddho hamba. It's a great disease, heart disease. Everyone has heart disease.
Well, I said, from Lord Rama to the ant, everyone thinks master.
Hmm. Prabhupada's lecture in Vrindavan in 1976. Festival time, was
yeah,
it?
More or less. He spent considerable time there.
The master disease, the disease of thinking, I am the master. You're going to say, who is that, someone?
Speaking about reincarnation, you mentioned that talk about the guru, snake in the hands. Everyone in this room and everyone everywhere, all the people at one point in the past were animals. Would that be?
Yeah, we've all been through so many births as aquatics, plants, what is that? Stavara Lakshavinshati, Kremia. Then reptiles and insects, birds, animals, yeah? Yeah? We've all been through it many times. Don't step on that ant, it might be your grandmother. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Jai.